Research Councils UK, supporting excellence in the people, skills and research that have a real impact on the economic and social well-being of the UK.
I would encourage anyone to enter. I think it's a really good opportunity. It's a really good chance for them to learn an area of work that is not normally exposed to people.
It's great to see so much really thrilling work going on, which has got real world and commercial impacts.
Coming from a scientific background, it's important that we realise our limitations from a business perspective, and the business plan competition offered coaching, which was very valuable from my point of view in helping prepare the business plan.
For the last 6 years, the Research Council's UK Business Plan Competition has helped researchers work with business and industry to gain the appropriate skills to turn their work into successful business applications. This year's competition began in the autumn of 2009. 83 teams took part in a two-day workshop to help equip them with the skills they would need to draft an outline business plan. These plans were reviewed by a panel of judges who decided which teams would progress to the next stage of the competition. Through mentoring and coaching sessions, the teams developed a full business plan, and on review of these plans, the teams were further whittled down to a short list of just 5 teams who were invited to pitch their business idea at a final event. A prize of £25,000 was awaiting the winning team for them to invest in the start-up of their business. The remaining 4 finalists would be awarded runner-up prizes of £10,000 each. Dr. Byron Alderman from Terratech Components Limited found the workshops and mentoring very valuable.
We started without knowing anything about how to start a business. And through a series of two-day workshops, we managed to put together what is now an effective business plan. And we wouldn't have been able to do that without the training that we'd received from this competition. Our one-to-one mentoring really allowed us to look at the detailed plan that we'd presented and have it critiqued by somebody who had experience in this area, which then allowed us to do a much better business plan at the end of the day.
Another finalist, Dr. Graham Duker of Aurum Biosciences, agrees.
Coming from a scientific background, it's important that we realise our limitations from a business perspective, and the business plan competition offered coaching, which was very valuable from my point of view in helping prepare the business plan and taking that forward. So that was very useful as well.
At the final of this year's competition, the 5 finalists, along with other teams who took part, gathered in London to hear who had won. Attendees from the academic and business communities had the opportunity to meet all the teams, talk to them about their business ventures, and see demonstrations of some of the ideas in practice. Once the judging was complete, the award ceremony began, and the prizes were awarded by Professor Dave Delpy, Research Council's UK Impact Champion.
This competition, in addition to creating new business opportunities, helps researchers to really build up their commercial awareness. It helps to differentiate this competition from many of the other competitions there are. And I think, actually, because of the level of support that this competition provides to all of the participants, it is really true to say that, in a real sense, they're all winners, because 84 teams who bid into this have received training. 39 of them have received direct coaching and mentoring, and 5, of course, have progressed to this final. So it's a great competition. It's based upon an excellent academic base in the UK and excellent academics who are prepared to get engaged. The winner and recipient of the £25,000 cheque is Squeeze and Sheraz Arif.
The winning team, Squeeze Limited, have developed a range of products that will revolutionise the way people with autistic spectrum disorders are helped deal with anxiety. The team, led by Sheraz Arif from Design London, met whilst at the Royal College of Art and intend to use the £25,000 prize towards accelerating their business to develop a range of clothing products that apply deep pressure to the wearer, creating a calming effect. This range of products is initially aimed at teenagers and young people with autism and is designed to offer discreet relief whilst on the move. Andy Brand of the winning team Squeeze Limited had this to say about winning the competition.
It's a huge surprise. The other competitors all had amazing projects, very worthy, but delighted to not only have been a finalist but to win. It's fantastic. The cash gift is a huge boost because it will enable us to build more prototypes, which we can then put into the field for testing. We also need to test the market. So the more product we have, we can test the market, and that's leverage to bring on board investors with serious money so we can make Squeezer a profitable company.
The prize money has proved invaluable in helping previous winners of the competition gain brand recognition and secure further investment in their company. Dr. Ben Panter, winner of the Research Council's UK Business Plan Competition in 2008 and CEO of Blackford Analysis Limited, spoke about what the competition offered him and his company.
I think the training was absolutely fantastic. I had no real idea about marketing before I came and did the business plan competition. And the training that we got about how to identify who your customer is, and not who you think your customer is, but who your customer really is, was really fantastic. And it wasn't a way that, as a scientific researcher, I'd ever really been pushed to think before. It was independent confirmation that our idea wasn't just a piece of technology, that we could put something around it that would make it a good commercial vehicle. It also allowed us to leverage commercial funding, so that was fantastic.
Recent research has shown that public investment in research has a direct impact on GDP, and this is crucial to driving UK growth in these economically fragile times. As the number of academics and higher education institutions engaging with business and industry rises, further investment is attracted to the UK. A recent report from Research Councils UK entitled Research for Our Future, UK Business Success Through Public Investment in Research, found overwhelming evidence that it is the quality of UK research that attracts business and industry to conduct research and development in partnership with UK-based researchers. Professor David Delpy, Research Councils UK Impact Champion, said,
"The strength of the UK research base is, I would argue, second to none, certainly in terms of output per pound spent. It outstrips everybody in the world. It does keep the UK at the forefront of global discovery. If you look at league tables, the UK and the US top those league tables. So we have an incredibly strong and highly productive research base. There's been a lot of work to try and analyse the benefits that the UK gets from that public investment in research. And we, in fact, now have some real hard evidence that funding research has a direct impact on GDP. And in fact, if you look at the number of academics in HEIs who are engaging with industry, it's just continued to grow over the last 10 years.
It is vital to the future prosperity of the UK that research and business work together in partnership. Research Councils UK actively work to encourage and enable the movement of researchers between the research base and business and industry, at every career stage and in every direction. The Research Council's UK Business Plan Competition is just one of the current mechanisms that the Research Councils have to help researchers work with business and industry to gain the relevant skills to help turn their work into successful commercial ventures.
For more information on how funding from Research Councils UK is helping build a productive economy, healthy society and a sustainable world, visit www.rcuk.ac.uk.